It's here and now, and let's get right to the Apple event that's been going on today in California. New iPhones have been unveiled. Here is CEO Tim Cook just a little while ago.
You've seen iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. They're absolutely incredible. And a whole new category of service with Apple Pay. But we're not quite finished yet. We have one more thing.
And that would be the iWatch. Kara Swisher is co-CEO of the tech site Recode. She's with us from KQED in San Francisco with the latest on what's been going on at this Apple event. Kara, welcome back.
Thanks a lot.
And let's talk about that iWatch. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's an iWatch, and it does everything. It's like the Dick Tracy watch we've all been waiting for, I guess. It has a lot of activity on it, unlike a lot of the fitness trackers. It does a lot of things comparatively. It does Facebook updates. You can swipe it in front of certain hotel rooms and get in your room. You can send tweets, apparently, which I'm not so sure you want to do that on your watch, but there you have it. And, of course, it does a lot of fitness stuff, and it has a heartbeat monitor, which is very helpful for a lot of people. And you will be able to, along with your phone, I believe, pay for things with it.
And by the way, I use the term iWatch. I'm just still getting used to some of these new terms. It's
actually
called
the Apple
Watch. Yes, exactly.
Apple Watch, and it's Apple Pay.
And so, you can send...
They've dropped the I, I guess.
You can send your heartbeat to somebody else, I hear.
Apparently, yeah, if you want to do that. Okay. Want to do that. But, you know, that's a lot of sharing around fitness. People like to share all their fitness information. So it's, you know, they're trying... This really is the sort of the... I don't know, the Swiss Army knife of these watches, it looks like.
And we also got, as we said, two new iPhones, the 6 and the 6 Plus. Tell us about those.
Oh, yeah, those. Yeah, those two. Yeah.
Right.
One is really large. It's sort of like a mini iPad. And the other, they're called phablets, I guess, in a way. That's about the size. And the other is a 4.7-inch. The current one, of course, is 4 inches. So it's a quantum level of size and in terms of smartphones. And it's also, they're very thin. They're quite thin, which is nice, much thinner than the original.
Do they do anything spectacularly different than the 5 or the 5S?
Yes, of course. Hello. Faster, thinner. They do better camera for sure, and that's important, and better camera features and tools, which I think a lot of people use their phones for this. They will have those payment features, which will be important. And they're using, you know, faster. I think that's one part of the thing, and watching things better and doing video and things like that better.
You brought up the payment thing. Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. This is a big part of today's announcement. This is called...
Yeah, they're announcing it right now.
They are announcing it right now as we speak, but it's called Apple Pay, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. They've made arrangements with all kinds of payment people so that you can just use your phone instead of, you know how you like fire up the Starbucks app and you open it and then you use the Starbucks app. This will negate the need for that. You just use it to pay. And so since Apple has so many credit cards, they can make these arrangements with all kinds of retailers and also credit card companies.
And we know that several merchants Apple has announced are going to be accepting this, including Macy's,
yep.
Whole Foods, Walgreens, Disney stores, and of course, Apple stores.
Well, I'm all set, especially with the Disney store. So, you know, I'll be using it all the time. I use my iPhone a lot to pay, but I have to open the app. So if it's seamless and convenient, I certainly will use it a lot more.
Well, and this has been a big struggle with the credit card companies primarily about who is going to collect the fee for purchases. That's why we don't have this already, why we don't already use our credit card as our cell phone as our credit card. But how
They have deals with the credit card companies. The credit card companies will continue to get their fees. Apple is just the pass-through. There may be some sort of financial remuneration, but they want people to use these phones. That's the real deal for Apple, is that they don't necessarily have to make a lot of money in payments. They just want people to use their phones for payments, and so you have to have an iPhone.
Kara, I have to say this event today has had more hype than any other since the death of Steve Jobs. Did it live up to it in your view?
I think they're announcing a lot of stuff. I mean, we had Eddie Q on stage at our conference earlier this year, and he was talking about it's the best product pipeline in 25 years. I'm not so sure about that because the iPhone was pretty nifty. But it's definitely a lot of stuff. They needed to fix the iPhones. I mean, that to me, it's just it's sort of table stakes now with the Samsung phones, the large ones that a lot of Apple people are getting envy over, the large screens, the beautiful screens. So I think they needed to get these bigger phones out there. So to me, that's not that innovative. It's just they had to do it. This watch should be interesting. Again, they're innovating in a category that already has a lot of entrants, but so did the iPhone, had a lot of competitors. And of course, the iPhone changed everything. in terms of the geographical user interface, the app world. It's interesting, with this one, when you turn it to the horizontally, you can see it changes the viewpoint, which is kind of cool.
Hmm.
And of by the apps, the front screen.
And by the way, the Apple stock right now up about 1.3%, so not an enormous jump, but it did go higher here. So investors seem
right
a little
now,
happy on that. Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice stuff. It's nice stuff. You know, it's a really different kind of event, although it's ridiculous. Some people are treating people in gray shirts are here. It's like picking the Pope, I guess, you know, like, oh, white smoke. But they, I think what's interesting is that they definitely have delivered on a number of things. And I think they needed to do that. Tim Cook has been rather understated as a leader, even though it's been doing well financially. There's been a lot of understatement under him, and Jobs was more of a wow kind of leader. So it's an interesting, you know, he shares the stage, though, with a ton of executive, which was Jobs didn't do quite as much.
Every time we have a story on this show about Apple, mm-hmm. we hear from listeners who say the media are always cheerleading for Apple. They blow everything out of proportion. You don't do this for Samsung. Mm-hmm. You don't do this for Google. Is there something to that?
Yeah, I think this phone, they just had to have it. To me, I was calling it table stakes. I don't think it's that innovative. It's quite pretty and it's large. And guess what? There's been Samsung phones around for years. So I think they needed to have these larger and thinner phones. So that, to me, is just something they've been very late on, actually. This iWatch, I think, will be interesting. I haven't gotten my hands. It looks kind of clunky to me, but it could be very beautiful in person, so I haven't seen it. But, you know, these watches are an interesting category. I don't think it's like a mind-blowing kind of – it doesn't look like a mind-blowing watch, but it does have – one of the issues I have with all these watches is they're sort of single function. And what the iPhone did and some of the other smartphones is they integrated a lot, so you didn't have six or seven devices. So it'll be interesting. You know, Tim Cook said there's a lot you can do on the wrist, and that's absolutely true. So we'll see how that works if you wear it regularly. It looks like a dude watch to me, but apparently there's a lot of fashion items around it. But so, not that women like fashion any more than men.
So iWatch, iPhone, Apple Pay, anything else we're missing?
Yeah. You know, I think it's – you're right. I mean, there is a lot of hype around Apple. Some of the stuff that was coming out of the – before it started was a little breathless on the part of the media. And it's – you know, it's – but it's an exciting company, and it does lead the way in terms of innovation and ideas. And so – and, you know, between them and Google, they run the table here in Silicon Valley in the mobile arena. And so whatever they do is going to have a big impact, and everyone's going to be copying it, and partners are going to be affected. So it's a big business story. This is not a small story. It's a very big one, what they're doing. And so I think in that regard, it's underhyped. And the overhype part is sort of the circus of the event and the absurdity of it all.
Kara Swisher, co-CEO of the tech site Recode, on today's announcements from Apple. Kara, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And I'm just going to repeat it over and over again. Apple Watch, Apple Watch. I know I keep saying iWatch. This is Here and Now.